Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Timber Living Log Cabins. For your perfect workspace, living space or hideaway, timberliving.ie.
I think we are possibly at peak air fryer now. Like, you know, people are now trying to outdo each other. Have you not made a lasagna in yours? Oh, you have tried making a cake in it and all that. And oh, you only have one. I have three and four. And Gina Daly, cookbook author and social media chef, who kind of started the whole air fryer thing a few years back, in fairness, Gina, joins me now. To state your credentials first, how many air fryers have you now?
Currently I have seven. That doesn't include the ones that I gave away. So yeah, okay. I have a few.
I actually still haven't taken the plunge, right? So I'm in what we would call the research phase right now. I suppose the ultimate decision is, do I just pick up one in a German discounter, bog standard cheap one, or should I kind of go for, I don't know, I hear people talk about ninjas and stuff like
that.
Yeah,
well, I mean, if you're only going to dabble in it, like use it for something, you know, kind of throw a few sausages or a bit of frozen this or frozen that. Like, I mean, the basic ones, it's like anything. It's like any electric device, like a TV. You go for all the bells and whistles, you're going to pay more. But the more you pay, if you have a budget, if you have a nice budget, say around 200 to 250, even if you have a little bit more, you're going to get a really good machine that has loads of, like, you're going to get steam function, saute. So it's basically an all-in-one. So you could get rid of your slow cooker, you could get rid of your steamer for your rice and have it all in one device. So, yeah.
Okay.
Or you could get one for 50 quid. And
yeah,
it's
maybe
do,
start with a 50. Yeah. The 50 quid one does the job.
My first one was €65. It was a Tefal. It was 4.5 litres and I still use it today. And that was 2018 I bought it.
Yeah. So you could go on then. People could might graduate on
upgrade, to
the higher order kind of things, but maybe start with some sausages. A sausage is amazing out of
it. Because they cook them evenly all the way around. They go nice and crispy and there's none of those white bits on it, you know? Like you turn it, you see a sausage and you go, that's lovely, and you turn it around, it's all white and scaldy, like.
Yeah. And what is the magic with them in general, like?
I just think for now, with the cost of living and your electricity bills are higher, they're cheaper to run than an oven. An oven, you've got a huge capacity. You don't necessarily, like if you're putting a tray of chips in it, you're using all this space and it's using more electricity. You're preheating for 10 to 15 minutes. With an air fryer, you don't have to preheat. It's a small enough compartment that when you put something into it, it cooks it immediately and it's literally half the time. So you're saving money, you're saving time. And especially if you have a busy house and you've got kids in the house, or even if you're out and work and you're coming in the evening, you want a chicken breast, few chips, or, you know, as I said, the different devices. I do pasta in mine and sauce and I have a full meal.
Can you do pasta and sauce in it?
So I have one that's called a Speedy. And it does this magic thing where it steams on the bottom and it air fries on the top. So I can put my sauce and my pasta in the bottom and then my chicken on top, 15 minutes, and I have a full meal ready. So it's very convenient.
Yeah. Do people need to know anything? What are the basic rookie errors if somebody's just starting out?
I think the first thing everybody does, and I'll get messages, I just got an air fryer, I'm going to make chips. I'm like, don't do it. But you'll absolutely hate it.
Okay.
Hand-cut chips. There is an act to them. And I've, like, I said this to you before, like, if you just cut up potatoes and people do throw them in the air fryer, I take them out, they're like little bullets. They're horrible.
Yeah.
Like, so I parboil them first, put them in, and you do need to use a little bit of oil. It says they're oil free, but you want to have a little bit of crisp and a little bit of crunch on it. So buying a spray bottle rather than glugging oil in, you can control it, you can manage it, and it comes out much, it's healthier and it's fresher.
Do you know that you can buy chips now?
Cut. Yeah, I buy them all the time.
Frozen chips, right? And you know what? They taste like actual chips. I've noticed, rather than anything you'd be putting together yourself. In terms of, I've limited experience, right? The layering issue.
Yeah.
Like the layering of chips and stuff like that. Like, how deep can you go?
When you look on boxes when you're buying them first and like the chips are like falling out the top, like that's nonsense. It's nonsense.
Okay, yeah.
You have to kind of, layer, like a double layer, I would say, and you have to shake them. So even though the idea behind it is that the heat comes from the top, it circulates around the food, it's supposed to all cook evenly. But if you've got like something piled on top of something, you need to give it a bit of a shake. So maybe a quarter or a half of the basket full, not a full entire basket. Like you'll see them like...
Okay, so what you're saying, what, two, three
like say a frozen bag of chips, which is usually probably around a kilo. I would throw a full frozen bag of chips in and then give them a shake halfway through and they will cook nice and even. Okay. But like not 2 bags of frozen chips. Like if
okay.
you have,
and oiling the spray is better. Like, can you pour oil in? Like, and
you can, but I would, if I'm preparing the food outside of the air fryer, I would do the oil on the food first and then put it into it. But like, be careful with the oil that you use also. I use rapeseed oil, which is a high smoke point. So there are high temperatures. It doesn't burn into the side. Some people might find if they're using kind of a synthetic type of oil that the sides of their basket becomes really stained and very difficult to clean. And that's because it's been burnt in and over time. If you're not cleaning it every time you're using it.
You're not, no?
Well, I do, because it's nice to do that.
You're better than everyone else. But you don't have to.
You don't. Like, I mean, once you're not cooking like something like a chicken that's really oily, like you can do a full cooked chicken in it and it is the nicest chicken you'll
ever
taste.
Claiming that you, a rotisserie chicken.
Well, I'm not claiming. I'm telling you that we can.
Okay.
It's so actually a recipe in my book. I've been doing it for years. So I buy, a 1.6 or a 2 kilo chicken. You can buy them pre-seasoned or season it with paprika, salt, garlic, whatever you fancy. You don't necessarily need to put oil because the fat of the skin is going to create an oil itself.
Okay, and but you could rub a bit of butter.
You can, butter under the skin, parsley, stuff it, whatever you want. And I cook it, I call it Diddy's Down. So I put the breast facing down so that when you're cooking it, all the juices are going down into the breast. And then I flip it for the last 10 to 15 minutes to crisp all the skin. And it's the most tender, juiciest chicken you'll ever have. And it cooks in about 45 to 50 minutes.
Oh, for God's sake. Yeah. Right. So then can you get an air fryer with two layers so you could do spuds on top? Or
with a chicken, because it's going to take up a whole kind of big volume of it. But you can buy an air fryer that has two baskets. So you can put your chicken in one basket or two chickens in it if you have a big family, or do your roast potatoes in one and your chicken in the other.
So you're promising me, if I go off and get a bog standard air fryer and I cook a chicken in it, that it will be the nicest chicken
it
I've
will.
Ever had.
But now you have to make sure that your chicken will fit into it. So you're looking at maybe a 4 litre or 4.5 litre. You're not going to go in and buy one litre because it's tiny. You might get
So how many litres do I want?
Say 4.5 litres I always recommend above. Mine is not, my biggest one is 9.5 litres.
Okay, so 4.5 minimum. Yeah. You hear a lot of people saying they don't use the microwave anymore. Yeah, so you can do all your reheating, yeah?
You can. Like, obviously, if you want to, heat liquids, you're not going to do it in your air fryer. But if you have leftover pizza, you've leftover anything, I throw it all into the air fryer and it crisps it up rather than just heats it and it goes all soggy and the bottom is in bits. The air fryer re-crisps the food and it regenerates it and it just makes it a nice experience to have leftovers.
Okay, so the main thing that microwaves are used for, I would say, is heating up soup. Can you do that in an air fryer? Is that just me?
Do you want to do the soup in your air fryer too? Which you can. You can do your vegetables and do a lovely soup in it. But
No. I mean the soup that comes in a nice Tetra pack.
Well, I mean, you could. You could put if your packet is oven friendly. Anything that can go in the oven can go in the air fryer, but obviously I don't know if it's going to translate into the microwave as well. It might melt.
Okay, quickly before we go, we were talking about lice egg omelets earlier. You say you can make an omelet in an air fryer.
Lice egg?
Move on, forget it. Omelet, yes. human omelet, chicken egg omelet. You can make an omelet.
You can make
an
omelet. So with air fryers, they have a grated bottom, so there's holes in it. But you can buy liners that go in it. You can use tin foil in it. You can use baking paper, and you just do your omelet as you would normally, and pour it into the air fryer, and it will cook it as it would if you were to bake it in an oven. So it's really convenient.
So Gina Daly, the next time I see you, I am going to have had an air fryer and I'll have a whole load of other questions for you. Rusty chips with 2 teaspoons of oil. Lovely, says Denise. That's as good a point as any to end the show today. Gina Daly, thanks a million.
Thank you.